Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is good to be back here for the next episode of the Sixth Man Podcast. Oh, I've missed you all so much. And finally, some more things to talk about with your beloved Toronto Raptors. And we're going to be covering off today the big news that the Raptors will, in fact, be playing again at Scotiabank Arena. Yes, that's in Toronto, by the way. They're going to be back playing in Toronto, thank goodness. I mean, you knew it was only a matter of time, especially after the Blue Jays got the okay and they were leaving Buffalo to come back to Toronto. Only a matter of time. Now, you have to give it up to the players and the staff, everybody involved that, you know, Tampa, I'm sure, was a difficult situation for them, really. I mean, I've talked about this before. They were at a disadvantage compared to other teams because even if you can have a few thousand fans in there, It just isn't the same. You got to rent different places. You got to go by different rules. The cases in Florida were very, very high as well. So hats off to the organization, everybody involved, and the Canadian government for getting them back in Toronto and playing at Scotiabank Arena this coming season, which I can't wait for. It's creeping up here before you know it. Preseason right around the corner. I cannot wait. And, of course, a lot of Raptors players were posting that they were making their way to Toronto. You had a social media post by Gary Trent Jr., for example, in what looks like clearly a private jet, some sort of cheetah-printed outfit, open shirt. I mean, the guy is just a rock star. Unbelievable. If I could just get away with that cheetah shirt, that I'm sure is like $11,000. But anyways, he is in town. Also, some other players, Sam Dekker, Yuta Watanabe, and also Freddie Gillespie, all made their way into Toronto. They posted on social media. But one of them, it was, I believe, Yuta posted on social media, 5 hours flight from L.A., then stuck at the airport for more than 6 hours. Was stuck at Pearson Airport for 6 hours, but I finally made it to the Toronto, he posted, been waiting to be here for a long time. Crazy, isn't it, to think that Yuta was on our team last year. He played for our team, but he hasn't been to Toronto. That's unreal. So everybody's sort of coming back one by one. And then there was a Instagram live video that was posted by our prize rookie, who I'm just falling in love with every single day, Scotty Barnes, the one and only Scotty Barnes. He did an Instagram live video of him and a few of the players walking around downtown Toronto. And it was pretty cool. He did a roll call here. Let's get all the players involved.
Who's yourself? It's me. Hey, I'm Freddie Gillespie. I went to Bay University.
Yeah, Sam.
I'm with Scotty Barnes. Scottish Barnes. Mr. Mike.
Hey, this is way, right?
Ish.
What's chill.
Happening? And we have the one and only.
What's up, Toronto?
Tell them we're in the six with it.
Absolutely love it. There you go. Ish Wainwright, Freddie Gillespie, Scotty Barnes, Sam Dekker, and at the end there, Goran Dragic, who apparently is now embracing being in Toronto. He even posted some social media about the gifts and balloons that he got once he arrived in Toronto, and he should embrace it. I mean, we need a vet point guard like him, and he's always been a Raptor killer, so maybe he'll finally kill for us instead of against us, and I think he'll really be useful. I definitely tip my cap to Bobby Webster and Masai Ujiri for not just flipping him automatically to the Dallas Mavericks, because they even have a surplus of centers, which you could argue we need one, right? You got Kem Birch at like 6'9 playing center, which is all well and good. Precious, I think, is going to be playing center. A lot of different matchups, to say the least, but they have a lot of true centers over there, including Canadian Dwight Powell, who they could have really pitched for. Willie Cauley-Stein. They got the Boban. Boban's still there. Star of John Wick 3. Did you see Boban in John Wick 3? Did pretty good. John Wick still got him, though. He did not win that fight. Anyways, they had a surplus of centers there, which I thought we might be able to snag one. But I honestly am down with keeping him. I think you're going to need that sort of veteran presence. He's so solid. He's just so dependable in the backcourt there. And matching him up with Freddie, that's going to take some pressure off Freddie. And then you've got Malachi looking to take another step in the right direction this season. And he looked good. He looked good in summer league as well. And then all the other additional pieces, which it's time to get excited for. We've got some great players on this roster. You think, oh, we lost Kyle. Who do we have left? Well, we got Pascal. Okay, we got OG, right? Freddie. Okay, Scotty. Not bad. Precious. That's pretty good. Malachi, you know, there's a lot of additional players on this team. It's going to be really exciting to watch. Even Masai Ujiri, in doing an interview recently, said, look, we're going to be a younger team. We're going to have some growing pains. We'll see. We'll see. It's so funny to me, however, though, to see that, you know, ESPN and all those sort of websites in the U.S., in America, they're all saying that the Raptors are being pre-ranked as 12th in the Eastern Conference. That is certainly well outside a playoff spot. And then, well, that would land them back in the draft lottery. And maybe we can get coveted next incredible Canadian star, Shaedon Sharpe, who is committed to Kentucky. This kid is incredible. I honestly think he could be the next great Canadian player, but that's going to be hard to beat with a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is also incredible. But Shaedon Sharpe, yeah, there's people already on the Raptors chat board saying, all right, yeah, if we're 12 and above, let's just get a high enough draft pick to get Shaedon Sharpe in next year's draft. Well, it's a lot of things have to fall in place. This is like Giannis all over again. In 2 years, let's see what happens. First of all, he's got to excel at the college level, which I have no doubt he will. But then he has to even, enter the NBA draft. It's not always an automatic one and done for these guys. More often than not, yes. But he's a good old Canadian boy. You might want to, you know, win a championship or national championship or something. It's so many variables, but let's not focus on getting Shaedon Sharpe. Let's focus on the team and the fact that we are going to be back home in Scotiabank Arena. That's what I absolutely love. And it gets me thinking about seeing a live Raptors game. Raptors games in person has always just been one of my all-time favorite things. And the first Raptors game I ever saw, it's kind of an interesting story. I used to run record stores, Sunrise Record Stores, and they were Ticketmaster outlets. And I would, every time I'd have to call into the Ticketmaster office to get help on, you know, something to do with the computer and getting tickets, stuff like that, I used to talk to this guy who, his name escapes me, unfortunately, and we never actually met in person, but I remember the first year I started there, he would just be one of the guys answering the calls. And then fast forward, I was there about 3 or 4 years. Right at the end, he became like the boss of that department. And we'd always chat, and he was a diehard Toronto Raptors fan, and I was too, so we'd always talk about the Raptors. Until once, where he finally asked me, he's like, how many games did you get to last year? And I was like, man, I still haven't been to a game. And he goes, what? So he calls me back and tells me, get a buddy, can you make it this Sunday afternoon? There's 2 tickets waiting for you at this gate, under your name, just show ID, and they're yours. So I take my buddy Jeff, we go all the way down to Toronto, we go to the gate, and little did I know, he had put me in Ticketmaster's private skybox, which was incredible. And the game, by the way, that I watched was the Toronto Raptors at home versus the LA Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. It was an incredible game. What an experience. Unbelievable. The game went to like triple overtime. There was even some controversy at the end that Mo Pete hit a 3 that they only gave him credit for a 2, and that would have pushed it into a further overtime. They did end up losing the game, but what an experience. And I just remember sitting in these private seats with just leaning over this railing, just watching it the whole time. And then all these other like rich people with their, you know, $5,000 suit stuff, they were all just sitting in these cozy lazy boys behind me, periodically checking the score on the flat screen TV. I couldn't believe it. But anyways, that was my first ever Raptors game that I went to and had an incredible experience, even though they lost. The next game I went to was a preseason game back in my hometown in London, Ontario, where the Raptors took on the Philadelphia 76ers. And this was, Vince was on the Raptors and Allen Iverson still on the 76ers. A couple of great things happened in this game, okay? I'll never forget it. Sat courtside, paid the extra money, sat courtside, chipped in with 2 buddies of mine, including one of the buddies that went with me to Toronto to the Lakers game, my buddy Jeff, and then our friend Boner. Yeah, he watched a lot of Growing Pains, I guess, as a kid. he called him Boner or T-Bone. And we sat courtside, and we were just living it up. We were having a great, great time. The 76ers mascot at the time was Hip Hop, which was one of the weirdest mascots for any NBA franchise. It was a rabbit. It was right. I believe now it's a dog, I think. But back then, it was still the rabbit, very muscular rabbit. And we were just going off courtside. He came over, faked out some high fives to us, and then sprayed us all down with silly string. It was crazy. But anyways, one of the things I remember about that game that I will never, ever, ever forget is 2 things. I'll start small. Vince Carter played maybe a quarter, not even quite a quarter. And pretty much the rest of the game, the entire crowd, packed house, chanted, "We want Vince. We want Vince." You think Sam Mitchell lets people tell him what to do? He does not. He did not put Vince in at all after that first, what, 6-7 minutes he played in the first quarter. He was done for the day. Post-game, somebody asked him about all the chants for, you know, three quarters straight of "We want Vince." And Sam responded, "They could keep chanting another three quarters. I was not putting him back in the game." The other more historic thing that I remember about that game was Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson got himself ejected in like the first minute of the game. And some people were annoyed. They're like, "We wanted to see Allen Iverson play. He's out in the first minute of the game. What the heck's going on? Seemed like he didn't even want to be there," something to that effect. You know, maybe back then to Allen Iverson, preseason was just a lot like,
"We in here talking about practice.
I had to do it. Come on." And in the post game, they interviewed him and asked him about the technicals he got. He got back-to-back technicals and got ejected. And I'll never forget his response. I remember watching this. I looked everywhere to find the clip on CTV. I couldn't find it. Because it's back from 2004. And the clip was, Allen Iverson said, "I didn't deserve the first technical, but I definitely deserved the second one." I always remember that. One of the greatest quotes I think I've ever heard a pro athlete give in a post game after being ejected from the game. It was absolutely hilarious. And the Raptors did win that game for sure. And Mo Pete, I remember, went off in that game. Went off. He had an awesome game. A great experience. Sat courtside for, I think it was like $200 or something. And certainly can't get courtside in Toronto for those prices. But it's a dream one day. On my bucket list, sit courtside at a Raptors game. Doesn't even have to be next to Drake. As long as I can give him an air high five or some sort of nod and he sees it, that'll be good enough for me. What are your favorite memories of a Raptors game live? Did you happen to go to any of the, you know, championship run home games, right? I flew back for an event, living out here in the East Coast now. I flew back for an event when they were playing the Warriors, but they were in Golden State. And I was there to MC an event. I would have paid every penny of my fee in order to get one standing ticket in the Sprite Zone, if I had to, in order to watch that game. But they were away at the time. So, hey, they won it. That's all you can ask for. Did you have a great experience at a Raptors game live? What would that be? Make sure you let me know on our Instagram or Twitter at the Six Man Podcast. And want to hear some of your stories about your memories. Well, of course, we call it the Air Canada Center. I never went to a game at the Sky Dome. I remember going back watching games at the Sky Dome on TV. It just never felt right. Do you know what I mean? Even though play like on the NBA channel now, classic games, you might see a game where they played at the Sky Dome. It just never, ever felt right. Then they get the Air Canada Center. Now it's the Scotiabank Arena. But it is a much better home, certainly. And the OVO Center, incredible, incredible. Lots more to cover, of course, coming up on future episodes. We're going to be talking about Pascal Siakam, his very, very, very revealing and interesting interview with the New York Times that he just did the other day. I'm going to be covering that next week. And also Scotty Barnes. Oh, I told you I love this kid. He just did a post in the Players Tribune where he's talked about his experience in Toronto so far, and it is glaringly, overwhelmingly positive. He is loving Toronto, and we are loving having him. So that's it for now. Scotiabank Arena, welcome back. Raptors, we are coming home, baby, and hope everybody is excited for the preseason because we got a lot to cover coming up. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast.
Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.